Hello and welcome to another episode of Obamacare Explained, a simple guide to the Affordable Care Act. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're diving deep into the intricacies of the ACA, breaking it down into digestible pieces so you can better understand how it impacts you, your family, and your business. Whether you're a student, a working professional, or a healthcare provider, this podcast aims to provide you with valuable insights into this landmark legislation. From its foundational principles to its practical implications, the Affordable Care Act, ACA, remains a pivotal framework in the U.S. healthcare landscape. We've explored its basic overview, dived deep into its insightful details, and dissected its principal elements. Additionally, we've balanced the conversation by weighing its advantages and disadvantages and rounded off with the most recent modifications to the law. Whether you're an individual seeking coverage or a professional navigating healthcare policies, this comprehensive guide offers a 360-degree view of the ACA, helping you make informed decisions. 1. What is the Affordable Care Act, ACA? Enacted in March 2010 under the Obama administration, the Affordable Care Act is a comprehensive overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system. It's not just a single change, it's a series of modifications aimed at increasing the number of people covered by health insurance, improving the quality of healthcare services, and containing healthcare costs. Who benefits from the Affordable Care Act? First and foremost, the Affordable Care Act was designed to expand healthcare coverage. Through mechanisms like the expansion of Medicaid and the creation of health insurance marketplaces, the ACA has made it possible for millions more Americans to be insured. These marketplaces offer a range of plans, making insurance accessible to people with varied healthcare needs and financial situations. Mandatory health insurance. One of the most talked about aspects of the ACA was the individual mandate, which required all Americans to have health insurance or face a financial penalty. While this mandate was eliminated in 2019, its initial inclusion was a bold move to broaden the insurance pool and balance out risks for insurers. Pre-existing conditions. Perhaps one of the most universally appreciated features of the ACA is that it prohibits insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions. This provision has been life-changing for many who previously couldn't get insurance due to their medical history. Premium tax credits and cost sharing. Affordability is a key concern in healthcare, and the ACA addresses this through financial aid mechanisms like premium tax credits and cost sharing reductions. These are specifically designed to lower the economic burden of healthcare for low-income individuals and families. Essential health benefits. Under the Affordable Care Act, all compliant insurance plans must cover a set of essential health benefits, including but not limited to emergency services, prescription drugs, and mental health services. This ensures a minimum standard of care, making healthcare more comprehensive for everyone. 2. Insights into the Affordable Care Act, ACA. Financial assistance mechanisms. One of the first things people want to understand about the ACA is how it can make healthcare more affordable for them. The Affordable Care Act introduced premium tax credits and cost-sharing reductions, which significantly lower the financial barriers to accessing healthcare. It's vital to grasp how these mechanisms work to fully appreciate the ACA's impact on individual and family budgets. Effect on employer healthcare offerings. While the ACA is often discussed in the context of individual healthcare, it also has significant implications for employer-sponsored insurance. Small businesses can benefit from tax credits when they offer health insurance to their employees, which encourages broader coverage and contributes to the ACA's overall goal of expanding access to healthcare. State-level decisions on Medicaid. The ACA offered states the option to expand Medicaid, but it's a state-level decision whether to implement this expansion. This results in varying levels of Medicaid availability depending on the state you reside in, affecting the healthcare options for low-income families. Knowing your state's stance on Medicaid expansion can be crucial for understanding your own healthcare options. Free preventive services. One of the less heralded but highly impactful aspects of the ACA is its mandate for insurance plans to cover certain preventive services at no extra cost. This provision encourages early detection and preventive healthcare, which can have long-term benefits for both individual health outcomes and healthcare costs at large. Transparency in health insurance marketplaces. The Affordable Care Act introduced health insurance marketplaces to help consumers compare plans easily. These platforms provide transparent information about the benefits, costs, and features of different insurance plans, making it simpler for individuals to make informed decisions about their healthcare. Consumer rights and protections. Last but not least, the Affordable Care Act added a layer of consumer protections that were absent in the pre-ACA era. These include provisions that prevent insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions and implementing lifetime coverage caps. These protections have a profound impact on consumer choice and healthcare security. 3. Principal elements of the Affordable Care Act. Expansion of healthcare coverage. One of the cornerstones of the ACA is the expansion of healthcare coverage. This is achieved through various means, such as extending Medicaid to more low-income individuals and families and creating health insurance marketplaces. The aim is to make healthcare accessible to as many Americans as possible, regardless of their financial status. Emphasis on consumer protections. Consumer protections are at the heart of the ACA's efforts to improve healthcare in America. These include prohibitions against denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions and rules against lifetime and annual limits on essential health benefits. These protections ensure that consumers are treated fairly and have access to the care they need. Focus on preventive care. Preventive care is often overlooked in discussions about healthcare reform, but the Affordable Care Act places a significant emphasis on it. The law mandates that all ACA-compliant plans must cover a range of preventive services without additional charges. This provision encourages people to take proactive steps in managing their health, potentially leading to better outcomes and lower healthcare costs in the long run. Quality improvement initiatives. The Affordable Care Act is not just about coverage and cost, it's also about improving the quality of healthcare services. It includes various initiatives aimed at reducing medical errors, enhancing care coordination, and implementing value-based payment models. These measures aim to elevate the standard of care across healthcare providers. Cost control measures. Controlling the rising costs of healthcare is a complex challenge, and the Affordable Care Act addresses this through several strategies. These include transparency requirements for insurance premium increases and investments in health information technology to improve efficiency. These cost control measures aim to make healthcare more affordable without compromising quality. Impact on workforce and system performance. Lastly, the Affordable Care Act includes provisions that affect the healthcare workforce and the overall performance of the healthcare system. These involve grants and investments in training healthcare professionals and data collection requirements to monitor system performance. These elements contribute to the ACA's goal of creating a more effective and responsive healthcare system. 4. Advantages of the Affordable Care Act. Expanded healthcare coverage. One of the most significant benefits of the ACA is the expansion of healthcare coverage to millions of previously uninsured Americans. Through the creation of health insurance marketplaces and the expansion of Medicaid, more people now have access to healthcare services. Consumer safeguards. The ACA introduced robust consumer protections, including the ban on denying insurance based on pre-existing conditions and the removal of lifetime and annual limits on essential health benefits. These safeguards have enhanced consumer rights and reduced exploitative practices by insurance companies. Focus on preventive healthcare. Preventive services like screenings and vaccinations are now covered at no additional cost under ACA-compliant plans. This focus on preventive healthcare not only improves public health but can also lead to long-term cost savings by catching diseases and conditions early. Quality improvement. The ACA includes several initiatives aimed at improving the quality of healthcare services, such as value-based purchasing programs and data collection to monitor performance. These measures help to raise the standard of care across the healthcare system. 5. Disadvantages of the Affordable Care Act. Increased premiums for some. While the ACA aimed to make healthcare more affordable, it led to increased premiums for some individuals, particularly those who did not qualify for subsidies. These higher costs have been a point of contention and debate. Taxes and fees. To fund its various provisions, the Affordable Care Act introduced new taxes and fees, including those on medical devices and high-income individuals. These additional charges have been a subject of criticism, especially among those who feel they are unfairly burdened. Limited enrollment periods. The restricted window for enrollment in health insurance plans through the ACA's marketplaces can be a barrier for some individuals. If you miss the open enrollment period, you might have to wait for a full year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period due to life changes like marriage or job loss. Employer challenges. Some businesses have reported cutting back employee hours to avoid the ACA's requirement to provide health insurance for full-time employees. This has led to unintended consequences in the labor market. 6. Recent updates to the Affordable Care Act. Extension through the Inflation Reduction Act. One of the most significant recent changes is the extension of the ACA's expanded provisions through 2025, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. This extension is expected to cost an estimated $64 billion but will continue to provide financial assistance to those who need it for an additional 3 years. Medicare negotiation for prescription drugs. The Inflation Reduction Act also brought in a significant change by allowing Medicare to negotiate the cost of prescription drugs. This provision also includes an annual cap of $2,000 on the cost of drugs, making medications more affordable for seniors. Expanded eligibility for subsidies. The American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, of 2021 expanded the eligibility for ACA health insurance subsidies to include those with incomes over 400% of the poverty line. This expansion broadens the reach of the ACA to more middle-class citizens, helping them to better afford healthcare coverage. Removal of individual mandate penalty. One of the most talked-about changes came in 2017 with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which removed the financial penalty associated with the individual mandate. While this has provided relief to those who choose not to purchase insurance, it has also led to some concern about the stability of insurance markets. Shortening of enrollment periods. Under the same act, the enrollment period for ACA plans was cut in half, complicating the enrollment process for new participants. While this change aimed to streamline the system, it has been criticized for making it more challenging for people to sign up within the limited timeframe. Executive orders and policy reviews. Various executive orders have also been issued, focusing on rules and policies that limit Americans' access to healthcare. These orders have directed federal agencies to examine areas like pre-existing conditions, policies undermining the health insurance marketplace, and enrollment roadblocks, aiming to fine-tune the ACA further. Summary. In summary, the Affordable Care Act, ACA, is an ever-evolving, multidimensional framework that has significantly impacted healthcare in the United States. We've navigated you through its basic outline, intricate details, core elements, pros and cons, and recent updates. If you're intrigued by what the ACA has to offer, TMT Insurance specializes in ACA plans that are tailored to meet your unique healthcare needs. Don't miss the chance to explore our affordable, comprehensive options that capitalize on the ACA's latest provisions. Take control of your healthcare journey with TMT Insurance today. And that wraps up today's episode on Obamacare Explained, a simple guide to the Affordable Care Act. Thank you for joining us. We hope you found this discussion enlightening and that it has helped demystify some of the complexities surrounding the ACA. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please feel free to reach out. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm Sarah, signing off. Take care and see you next time.